From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This year's presidential campaign has been one of the nastiest in recent memory. And while that may not be good for civil discourse, it is good for some businesses, especially those that sell political T-shirts, buttons, and bumper stickers. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Jeff Lewis, owner of the Two Unemployed Democrats company in Austin, Texas, said his business was born on election night in 2000 when his partner was watching the results roll in for then-Texas Governor George W. Bush.
And he mumbled under his breath, like father, like son, one term only. And from that spun our first bumper sticker and then T-shirt and campaign button. We started our website with just those three items.
This year, that website, seeyageorge.com, has 22 employees, a retail store in Austin, and more than $1 million in sales. And the biggest seller?
Without a doubt is the T-shirt that says, John Kerry bringing complete sentences back to the White House.
But with America split so evenly down the middle, there's also money to be made by taking a poke at Democratic challenger Kerry. Dan Jordan is co-owner of MetroSpy.com, which sells pro-Bush and anti-Kerry souvenirs. He's had a good year, too.
We were expecting to do maybe a couple thousand shirts. We ended up selling, 10 times that.
Among his bestsellers are a Halloween mask called Scary Kerry and a Foreign Leaders for Kerry button featuring the likenesses of Osama bin Laden, Fidel Castro, and French President Jacques Chirac. And there's this one that's almost sold out.
We have Flush the John's T-shirt, and it's got pictures of John Kerry and John Edwards, their heads coming out of a commode.
Commerce notwithstanding, comedian Peter Sagal doesn't think this has been a particularly funny campaign. Sagal hosts the weekly NPR news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He says this problem, like most, comes from the top.
I think that we have two candidates who are incapable of telling a joke.
Of course, that's not all bad from his point of view.
With John Kerry, if he's elected, I think that we may not have the kind of astonishingly, self-explanatory verbal faux pas. We're going to have a lot of material just in terms of his manner and his demeanor. I mean, if the campaign is any indication, we'll be lobbing rocks at his hair. It'll be great.
Sagal does hail what he calls the subgenre of Democrats who are supporting their candidate only reluctantly, with slogans like, he'll do, or why not the long face? But he's got a more critical view of some of the year's more creative efforts at political humor, like Democratic stickers that say Bush Voldemort 2004, playing on the villain of the Harry Potter books, or the Lord of the Rings-inspired, Frodo failed, Bush has the ring.
That is, of course, a classic Democratic joke in that it's abstruse and most people won't get it, and you kind of go, huh. So, let's give the Democrats their usual points for ineffectual humor with obscure literary references.
While Election Day itself is a relief for the candidates, it's pretty much the death knell for vendors of political paraphernalia. But not entirely, says Mike Culver. He owns BumperArt.com, which sells political and non-political one-liners.
We're already thinking about our next category, which is the election hangover, is what we're calling it.
And he's predicting more sales for one sticker that's already gaining in popularity, no matter which presidential candidate wins.
Don't blame me. I voted for Jimmy Buffett.
Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.